Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Your station, your community.
Right, so here we are on location at Ventnor Botanical Gardens. So, who am I talking with?
Right, my name's Alan Taylor, and I'm representing the Isle of Wight Prostate Cancer Support Group. And we're here today with our group of people who are trying to encourage men to get themselves PSA tested. We recently ran a PSA test last Saturday at Ryde, and we tested 298 men.
Wow.
And from that number of men, 23 were found to have abnormal PSAs. Without any symptoms, they all thought they were fit and healthy. Mm-hmm. So they've received from us and our consultant, urology consultant that we employ, a recommendation to go and see their local GP. We also make sure that people who are just on the borderline, what we call high-risk greens, because we run a traffic light system,
right, okay,
that they should come along in the next 6 to 9 months and be retested just to make sure everything's going nicely.
Right, so this traffic light system then, how does that work?
Okay, so what happens is that the NHS has set a standard for each man depending on his age. So a man who's 50, if he has a PSA of 3 or above, then he needs to go and see his GP. If he is 60 and he has a score of 4 or above, he needs to see his GP. And if he's 75 or above, he needs to go and see his GP as well. So when you have your blood test, I must follow this up, that it is a blood test. We ran an event last Saturday and a man came into one of our phlebotomists and started to undo his trousers.
Right, okay.
Now, it isn't that sort of test. This is a blood test.
Right.
Okay, a few drops of blood being taken from your arm and then we'll get it all analysed and then get the result sent back directly to the patient.
So okay.
There's no worry about trying to get through to your local GP initially. You'll just get the result sent back to you. That way, you're not going to waste the GP's time if your result is a nice, safe green.
Right.
So this year we are running 7 events.
Right.
Our next event will be at Cowes on the 27th of May. It's going to be at the Masonic Hall, which I think is in Castle Road. Unfortunately, the 275 places were taken many weeks ago,
right,
so we have no room, unfortunately, to take anybody on from that. So today, we're putting out our event for July, which is going to be at the Sandown and Shankling Rugby Football Club.
That's near the high school, isn't it?
Down the fairway and then turn right. Actually, you can't go anywhere else now because they've closed the bridge, haven't they? Going up through Lake.
I haven't been there for a while. But I know the rugby club is in the vicinity of the high school.
Absolutely right. So we're holding it at the rugby club. They've invited us there. Plenty of car parking. Nice big area inside to have it done. So that's the next one. When I looked this morning, we had 120 places already booked from the 275. So we anticipate by the end of this month that they're likely to be full as well. So then we'll move to the far side of the island, to Totland, and we'll be holding an event over there in August. August the 18th is when we'll be holding that as well. So we try to get round different areas on the island. We're going to be back at Ryde again. We're going to Seaview. We're going to go to Newport. We're trying to get around so that the men don't have a difficulty in getting to the actual location.
You go to them. They don't necessarily
exactly
come to
right.
You, exactly.
And also our website, which is iwpcsg.org, and I'll say that again later on. If you go on that site, you can always book a place. It might not be at the one that's the latest one because it's full, but we always have one there that has got places available for you to come and book it. So I'll say it again, iwpcsg.org. Go onto that site and you'll be able to book yourself a place. There's a registration area and then there's a booking area. We always run between 9 o'clock and 2 o'clock. 15 minutes is the booking times and 15 minutes is all we ask of your time for you to arrive, donate the blood and then you're on your way.
So an appointment takes about half an hour then?
No, appointment takes 15 minutes.
Appointment takes 15 minutes.
That's
and that's
right.
15 minutes that could save your life potentially.
Absolutely. The last time they did a count on it, 12,000 men died of prostate cancer in the year they did the last count. Obviously, COVID has changed things.
Yeah,
so
that shook things up a bit, didn't it?
That's a man every 45 minutes is dying from this. And there is no need, because if we had some sort of screening, they've proven in other countries you can halve the number of fatalities from this. Unfortunately, we don't do that in this country, but on the Isle of Wight, we do. We have our own sort of screening test. This year, we're going to test over 2,000 men.
Wow.
So there should be plenty of room for every man. We start at 40 because it has been shown that if there is a hereditary nature in the family of prostate cancer, it can get passed on to the son.
Right.
So therefore, the sooner it's picked up, and 40 is the age where everybody recommends that you come along to be tested. There is also a particular gene that's involved in this cancer. It's called a BRCA gene, and that gene is also in ovarian and breast cancer in ladies.
I did not know that.
Which means that if you're fortunate enough to have both a son and a daughter, then the son needs to realise he needs to be tested at 40. The daughter needs to be getting along to her local GP and asking for a gene test to make sure she's not a carrier of that gene. If she's not carrying that gene, obviously, then she's got a lesser chance of having either breast cancer or ovarian cancer. Mm. So this is what we try to do. At a place like this is really good today. We can pass all this information on. It's the reason we stand outside Tesco's, Sainsbury's, co-ops, all places around the island, to try and pass this information to all the people that are there.
Have you got any questions you want to ask Josh?
No.
Okay then, thank you very much for your time.
You're and very welcome.
Thank you for all the good work you're doing.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, and thank Vectus Radio, because I spoke to Ian Mack recently and we were offered to have a 30-second plug of the events that we're running this year, and although I haven't heard it, a lot of my friends have said, yeah, it's coming over really well.
I have actually heard the interview, yes.
So
I have
thank you very much, Vectus Radio, for supporting. You are saving men's lives.
We are doing it together.
Absolutely right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Vectus Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.